Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver, and swap some spine-chilling stories. Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts are our drinks.
What's up, Coffin Collective? Ooh. Welcome back to another episode of Spirits on Spirits. We are so excited to welcome you aboard our newest episode or newest venture into the paranormal from our haunted headquarters in Salem, Mass.
All aboard the ghoul train. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. yeah, we're excited to be back with another episode, so feeling good. Aiden, welcome.
Welcome, thank you. Dude, episode 20.
Episode 20. Do you ever think we would have hit 20 episodes?
No, we have a really... You and I feel like together have commitment issues.
Yes.
When it comes to things like this. So I fully expected it to die off. But
yeah,
here we are.
Well, and I think like not even because we have commitment issues. I think you and I just are like ideas people, especially when we get together. We have a lot of different ideas. We're like, oh, it'd be cool to do this. It'd be cool to do that. It'd be cool to do this. And like we start building them out. And then we realize we're not like as passionate as we were at the start. And I think like this has been such a cool adventure because we've become even more passionate as it keeps going on. So it's been such a cool experience and kind of ride so far because of just how like you said, the ghoul train keeps building. Ghoul train.
More people coming aboard every day.
Absolutely. So it's been so fun. And yeah, episode 20 is almost in the books. It's not in the books yet because we could quit halfway through the podcast.
I mean, you know, I'm crossing my fingers here, but I think that we'll stick with this.
I agree. I don't think we'll have any Oasis moments or anything like that.
No. But we have a very exciting episode today.
We do? Very exciting.
We are heading abroad again, because as we have said in the past, every 10th episode is going to be foreign.
Yep.
A foreign city. So
get international with it.
Going overseas. I'm taking my talents overseas.
Yeah.
So this week we're heading to Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Oh yeah, very nice.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what the like what would be the like bad accent, quote unquote, for the Netherlands.
I think of it as being like similar to German.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm from Amsterdam.
Oh, oh the wagon.
I like my schnitzel.
Yeah.
So the way that we decided on this one was kind of fun because we were looking at our analytics and we saw that we have some listeners in Amsterdam.
Pretty cool.
When we saw that, we were like, well, we got to give these people what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, okay. Dumb question.
Yes.
Netherlands. That is Belgium now, right?
No, yes. It's its own country.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this based on the way that I think of it.
Okay.
Which is in FIFA.
Okay.
The Netherlands and Belgium are two separate
teams. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because remember when we had our ultimate team?
Yes.
We used the Netherlands jerseys.
Yes, they were sick.
So that's how I think of it. I think it's its own country. But I could be wrong. We're doing a little search-a-rooney.
No, you are correct about that. It is next to Belgium. It's next to Belgium. Luxembourg, Germany, Denmark, France. Okay. All right. Cool. I don't know why. I thought that was the. Never mind. So Amsterdam's like the red light district, all that stuff, and then Belgium's like the waffles. Okay, cool. And chocolate.
I feel like no one ever says I'm going to the Netherlands. They always say I'm going to
Going
Amsterdam.
to Amsterdam. Yeah.
I don't know if Amsterdam's like the only thing there that people go there for, but
Yeah. I don't know. Love to go someday. It'd be cool.
that would be cool going
Hannah's
to
been.
Amsterdam.
My girlfriend's
Oh,
been.
nice.
Yeah. To Amsterdam. Yep. When she was stationed in Germany.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Well, on to the beverage.
Oh, yeah. Hit us with the Beveragino.
So we're doing the Dutch Negroni.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna, and fair warning, I'm gonna mispronounce a lot of words in this episode because I don't. Fun fact about me, I don't speak Dutch. So, but there's a drink that's like the ancestor to gin. It's called, I think it's pronounced Jenever or something like that. So it's
Oh,
like the Dutch version of gin.
pretty
And
cool.
so this cocktail is made with it. So it's Jenever, Campari, sweet vermouth, and an orange peel
Got you.
garnish.
Cool. Well, I'm excited to see how it tastes.
Indeed. Cheers-a-roo. Pretty bitter.
It's funny because it doesn't look like it'd be bitter.
No, it has a very, oh wow. It has a very sweet looking like look to it.
It looks like a Shirley Temple or
Yeah, it
something
does.
like
It
that.
does. But no, it is not. All right. So, wow.
You should see Aiden's face.
Yeah, it's
This might rival the gin face. This might be as bad, if not worse, than the gin face.
Just so bitter. That's all.
This is the ancestor of your gin face.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go on to the spookiness of Amsterdam. So my spot is a place called Bloedstraat.
Ooh. Can you pronounce that again for me?
Bloedstraat. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Cool.
All of these are going to be how I think you pronounce them. None of them are going to be
What are
correct.
you, so in a non-aggressive tone, like blood strap? Bootstrap?
Bloodstraat.
Blood strat.
Yes.
Like street?
Yes.
Oh, blood street.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's
That's
the
not
direct
alarming at
translation.
all.
Well, it is alarming. Oh,
Yeah.
by the way, trigger warning for like blood and like nastiness.
Ooh.
So if you don't like blood, maybe skip my story.
I don't, so I guess I'll just leave. You can solo this one.
No.
Oh,
You have
perfect.
to suffer. You're the only person who has to suffer through it.
I don't know, I might get OSHA up in here.
Can't be up on that ladder.
Man.
So tucked between Newmarket Square and Oudezijds Achterbougwal Canal.
See, both of those sound like very peaceful places, and then it's just like Blood Street.
Yeah. So between those two places lies Bloedstraat, aka Blood Street, which is one of Amsterdam's oldest alleys. At first glance, it's just a narrow brick passage in the heart of De Wallen,
Oh.
which is the famed red light district in Amsterdam.
Oh. Little red bouncy wow wow.
But as the name reveals, it's something a little
And
darker than that.
yeah, so question. And again, dumb question. Me, silly old American. Caw, caw, caw. Yeah, beer. NASCAR.
NASCAR
Yeah.
for beer.
The red light district.
Sure.
It's strippers, right? It's like just a lot of strippers.
I think it's prostitutes.
Oh,
pretty sure.
you can bang them?
I'm pretty sure you
Wait, for
bang them.
real?
I'm pretty sure.
So you could just walk down a, there's a street where, because you see them like, they're like standing in the windows and stuff, right?
I've never been there, so I wouldn't know.
But
I've
have
never
you
been
seen
to
like
a
a
red light district.
pictures or stuff like that? Like,
I mean, I saw pictures of Blood Street, which,
you, so,
but there weren't really like hookers in the pictures.
hold on. I think we might need to make a first Spirits on Spirits first ever live on air call. Because
To
Daniel's been to the red light district.
this is true.
Call Daniel. We are calling Daniel. Because I thought it was just strippers.
Daniel's our producer, in
He's our
case you are new
producer.
to the show.
We'll have to announce that we're live to tape. Yo, you are live to tape on Spirits on Spirits. We are currently talking about the red light district in Amsterdam, and we're both a little confused and naive about this. So we know that you've been there, so we were hoping for you to shed some light on it. It's a bunch of like you'll walk down it, and it's a bunch of like girls in windows, right?
The thing is, like, there's a main street,
Okay.
right? Where there are like a few main streets, and there's like restaurants, there's bars, a bunch of like places where you can buy weed, and then it's in the alleyways
Okay.
where the windows are with the girls in them, with the red light shining through. So like, you just walk through, and there's somewhere you can like live sex shows or whatever that you can walk into.
Oh, what?
But yeah. Well, it's funny. I remember one of the people that we like went and drank at a bar. He was like, "Yeah, me and my wife love going to this one bar that's in the red light district. Not even for anything sexual, just for like good drinks." But there's also some like pretty weird shit you can get into. It's an interesting spot. Yeah, like you walk around, it's kind of normal, and then like. They're like $5. Come see these two people have sex on stage. So,
Huh.
it's a little odd.
So is it strippers or is it prostitutes?
Prostitutes for
Oh,
sure.
so
Okay.
you can bang them. I thought they were just
Yeah.
strippers.
No. I remember I saw some dude trying to get head, and he got thrown out by like three different women. It was pretty funny because like you can haggle. You know what I mean? Like you can be like, hey, like give me like a $5 discount. And, you know, obviously they can say no, so.
That's
It's not
wild.
just strippers, though. It's not. That'd be funny.
I thought it was just strippers. I didn't realize you could bang them.
Yeah, no. There you go.
Wild. There you go. All right, well, we appreciate it, Daniel.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Peace.
See ya.
There you go. You can bang them.
Bangable.
I didn't know that. That makes me feel way weirder about the whole thing.
That was our first phone a friend.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, there
We
we
should
go.
start doing that more. I wonder how the audio is going to be. It looked pretty quiet
It
on
did
the
look pretty
thing.
quiet. We'll have to see.
We will have to see. But yeah, no, I thought you just watched them get naked. I didn't realize that you could bang them and watch them bang each
Yeah,
other.
that's wild.
Yeah.
That is wild.
That's weird. I mean, they say it's the world's Otis.
Is the world's
Otis
Otis
occupation.
occupation, mate?
So that's crazy. There you go.
Amsterdam is an interesting place.
There it seems as though it is.
So I'll rewind a little
All right,
bit so
yeah,
that
sorry.
we get the full picture here. So at first glance, it's just a narrow red brick passage in the heart of Dwallin, which is the famed red light district. But the name reveals something darker. So the name originates from a medieval Blutkammer, or blood room, of the, and this, I'll show you the word
Okay.
after this, but it's Minderbroder
Oh,
Skluster, all one word.
got you.
So it was a Franciscan monastery that occupied the site where the Blutstraat
gotcha.
Is now. So at this monastery, monks performed bloodletting, which was believed at the time to cure common ailments. And they used leeches and crude surgery to do this process. So you know what bloodletting is, right?
Yeah, where they're like, you're sick. Let's just get rid of some blood.
Let's get rid of some blood. Because they were like, if we get rid of some of the blood, then that's like the tainted blood will be gone. And then you'll like your body will rebuild.
I understand the logic for not access to like modern medicine and medical knowledge.
It makes sense, but it was also wildly unsuccessful.
Oh, for sure.
A lot of people died because of bloodletting. Yeah. So. the drained blood reportedly flowed into the street.
Ew.
Which tinted the stones red and gave it its ominous name.
Ew.
Of Blutstraat.
So the street is literally, the stones of the street are red. From blood.
Yeah, like they were stained.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
By the late 16th century, during the Spanish Inquisition, the monastery was turned into the infamous seat of the Bloodraad, or Council of Blood, under the Duke of Alba. So during this time, the monastery was used as a home base by the Duke. For the Spanish while they conquered Amsterdam.
Oh, shit.
Protesters and heretics were tried and executed mercilessly. Some say, like, on the very grounds of the Blutstraat.
Oh, jeez. So, even more blood.
Yeah. Making it forever associated with the cruelty, torture, and death of the time.
Oh, shit. Dude.
Yeah. Pretty messed up. Pretty gross.
Yeah.
Pretty gruesome.
That's not fun.
Today, it's one of the most haunted streets in Amsterdam.
Whoa.
No shit.
Yeah, I believe it. There's like two different instances where there's so much human blood on the street.
Yeah. So it's featured in a lot of the local ghost tours. And actually, a lot of the like info that I got for this story was from Amsterdam ghost tour websites.
Cool.
So... visitors claim to feel a deep sense of dread as they stand there. Some people report hearing faint moans, cries for mercy, or muffled footsteps echoing off the walls in the alley.
Well, that's not enjoyable if you're just walking down the street.
No, if you're just a tourist trying to see the sights, enjoy the scenes of the Blutstraat.
And you're like, no. That pause.
We should clip that.
Pause. That did not sound like a spirit moment.
That should go on a soundboard for sure. others describe seeing shadowy figures or misty shapes drifting along the cobblestones in colonial and medieval attire.
Medieval attire? We haven't seen any medieval ghosts yet.
I mean, I think that the medieval times, that includes the 16th century, right? Like the 1500s is also medieval?
Yeah.
It was like, what, 1100-ish to like...
yeah, I mean, I think there's a specific number for it, but it sounds right.
Yeah.
Like, Columbus just...
yeah.
...did his thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like when the Duke of Alba was doing his thing, it was probably still technically the medieval. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a historian.
Yeah.
One... legend speaks of a nightly ghostly procession of condemned prisoners.
Oh, shit.
Who are dressed in 16th century garb. They silently march toward the old way house at Newmarket before dispersing into thin air near the canal. That would be creepy as hell.
Oh, hell yeah. Creepy as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Like...
seeing some medieval dude just clinking around and then just disappearing into the water.
Yeah. Also, how shitty would that be to, like... I mean, it's probably them, like, marching to their, like, executions or whatever. How shitty would that be to, like, have that be your eternal state?
Yeah.
Constantly marching to your death?
That would suck. You know what would really suck? Having a couple of brewskis. Getting, like, a little... getting after it in Amsterdam, couple brewskis, popping over to the red light district, getting some head, or like banging. And then you just walk out one street over and you just see a medieval ghost walk into the water and you're like, bro, head so good, I saw ghosts.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that ghost is the nightcap that most people in the red light district are looking for.
No, exactly. I don't think there's a better way to say it.
So no head?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Paranormal investigators have recorded EVP sessions, which captured distorted voices, sometimes in Dutch or Spanish, uttering pleas like, no mercy, or live, as if the fallen souls are reliving their final moments.
Bummer.
Yeah, big bummer.
We give that a certified big bummer. Instead of certified booms, we should give it certified
big. Yeah, no big booms. It's all no, certified bummer.
Certified big bummer.
Bummer! Bummer! Bummer!
5 big bummers. Oh, man. That is hilarious.
Yeah. A devastating fire was recorded in 1684 that destroyed buildings there, but the street like remained later.
That's fair, because brick street.
Yeah, because stones don't burn.
They don't.
Later excavations, as recently as 2001, uncovered remains under the street, which were likely from the old monastery cemetery. And then even modern crime has added to the reputation of the Bloedstraat.
Oh, shit.
So in 02... an Egyptian drug dealer was murdered on Bloedstraat.
Oh, jeez.
Which was just a continuation of the violence. Fresh blood for flesh. The Strat.
O2 Egyptian drug dealer got popped.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So, yeah, that is the history and the hauntings of the Bloedstraat.
Yeah, that place sounds like hella shit's gone down.
Hella shit.
Big facts.
The procession creeps me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of dudes marching.
Yup.
And then they just disappear.
Yeah, that would probably be the one that would be the least fun to see.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them would be enjoyable, but that's the one where you're like, I don't like that.
I also think it adds creepy factor that you're seeing, like, many ghosts at the same time. Not great.
Hold on, Yannick. Yeah, that's actually a really good point, because if you see one ghost, you can almost, like, depending on the situation, like, talk yourself out of it. You can be like, it's not that. Like, I'm seeing stuff. I'm tripping. Just got mad dome in the red light district. Like, it's not that big a deal. But then if you see like 6 or 7 ghosts, you're like, that's definitely some ghosts.
Yeah.
You have to admit that it's ghosts.
Well, I don't know if I would be willing to, but...
If you saw 7 ghosts in medieval walk into the water and just disappear, that... I wish we had cameras because Aiden's gin face right now is hitting hard.
I took more sips and it was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, you got to finish it. I don't know, man. I feel like you would definitely believe. If you saw 7 ghosts at once.
I don't
know,
man.
You're like, oh, man, I just need to see one. Don't move the goalpost now.
I'm not moving any goalposts.
If you saw 7... that'd be crazy.
But again, I've said it time and time again. Outdoor haunts just don't convince me as much. Because there's so many other factors. Could be a shadow.
7 though?
I mean, dude, I don't know. I don't
7 know. Ghosts, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to, get behind the skepticism when it's 7 ghosts.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you do know. You're just being stubborn and don't want to admit it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I feel like you would commit or definitely come more towards the believer side.
I don't know. I'd have to see it in order to decide whether I believe.
All right. Hold on.
You're a sleepy McSleepy.
I know, dude. It's been a long week. I don't know. But so, all right, let's just do it then. Haunted or nah? I'm going haunted.
I'm going haunted, too. I feel like between, like, it potentially being a, like, cemetery for the monastery.
Yeah.
Plus people dying from the monastery.
Yep. Plus executions.
Executions and, ugh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I would, it sounds like a lot of death for yeah. one small area. So.
Absolutely. And, like, I feel like that street is tiny and, like, claustrophobic inducing and, like, all that kind of shit. There's no shot that's not haunted, dude.
The energy is contained.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It just, like, holds it there.
Yep.
The air is just thick.
Thick with blood.
Yep. There you go.
Blood and strat.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, well, kill that, and then let's get rolling on my story. I'm excited about mine.
Oh, I'm not excited to
this
kill
this.
This
is going to be funny. He's got, like...
I've got, like, a decent, like, a third of it left.
Decent third. And he's about to hit it. He's hitting it. Ooh. He took a big gulp.
Oh my God.
Call him 7-Eleven because he's over here big gulping. Oh, man.
I can't even laugh, dude.
No, he might die.
This drink took away my sense of humor.
We talked about how, like, we might not get through our 20th episode. That drink might be the death of him. Oh, he did it, though. He did it. He killed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
He's, like, convulsing. It's a forced exorcism.
Like, the inverse of an exorcism. It's going in me instead of coming
out. Oh, jeez, dude.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Alrighty, it needs a break.
Yep.
We'll see you guys back on the flippity flip for the second half of our Amsterdam episode.
Burbs.
Burbs.
Action.
Action Jackson, what's happening? Pop it, snap it. What's the, like, what was the Renegade? Do you remember that?
No.
The, like, snap it, clap it. No, that's definitely not the Renegade.
Is that the TikTok Renegade?
Yeah, they're like,
Renegade.
But there was like the, what's happening? That was part of the Renegade, I think. I actually have
no idea. No, that's not part of Renegade.
I have no idea. I think it was. It was like, what's happening?
I'm a savage. That's
oh, bad. You're right. I'm a savage, but nasty. What's happening?
Yeah, and that's Megan Thee Stallion.
All right, well, let's. But wasn't the Renegade to that, or was the Renegade to something else?
I don't know that they're related.
I don't either.
I'm not a TikTok music expert.
No. We have a couple TikToks out there.
We do.
For the pod.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Go check out our TikTok.
We gotta make more of those. Those were funny.
Yeah, we should.
We just got, like, hit by inspiration one day, filmed those, and then have yet to film anything else.
We've got some podcast clips on there, too.
We do. We do have some podcast clips. We should, that would be, like, interesting, like, walking around the street in Salem, like, in October type shit.
Doing TikTok stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, like, that's when you see, like, Salem on your feed the most, I think, is in October.
Yeah, for context, we're, brainstorming what our Halloween episodes are going to look like.
Yeah, we're going to do something fun for you guys. Don't you worry.
But also, if, you know, we're open to ideas. So yeah. If you guys have any ideas, we have some ideas of our own.
But yes, but come up with ideas because the less work we do, the better. No, I'm kidding. All right. Well, should I hit you with my story?
Hit me with it, brother.
All right, let's send it back to the Netherlands.
Oh yeah,
Netherlands, yeah. Oldenbergen. No, it's like I swerve across the border to Germany.
We're in the Dam of Amster.
Yeah. I am doing the Spinhaus.
How is that spelled?
Spinhaus. Spinhaus.
Haas.
Spinhaus.
Yas.
I yas in the Spinhaus. So, what the Spinhaus is it was actually...
Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
DJs, go there.
No.
It's the Spinhaus.
So, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No, it was actually the first ever Soul Cycle. But if you
what?
Didn't spin fast enough, they just chopped your head off.
Yep.
Hence the
name.
They
took you down to the blood strat. And
yep. No, not even. Just on your...
Chopped your head off?
On your bike, they just attached like a guillotine to you.
Nice.
And some guy who had 3 cold brews and a matcha is yelling to Nicki Minaj, going, all right, oh, not fast enough. And then you just hit a button and it would chop your
Reginald,
head off.
You're not going fast enough.
You're done.
Prepare to get guillotined.
Oh. All right, everyone. Let's ride in his honor for the next mile. Push those booties. Ooh, 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 ooh,
if you don't want to get teened,
yeah,
you better be speening.
Oh, man. No, so that's not the Spinhaus at all. It was founded in 1597. And it was a woman's prison, actually.
So not a Soul Cycle.
Not a Soul Cycle.
Okay. Well, maybe they had.
Similar.
Maybe they had workout classes.
You know what? Let me get into it. Because they didn't have workout classes. But like some of the stuff that they made them do would be considered a workout. Oh, that's that was not sexual. God.
I wasn't even thinking sexual.
You were definitely thinking sexual.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking more like just physical, like the fucked up physical labor shit that they make prisoners do.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. Your mind was completely on the right track then.
Yeah.
So
my mind's not completely in the gutter.
So, all right. Founded in 1597, and it was a house of correction for women, especially those of orphans, beggars, thieves, and those accused of prostitution or other moral transgressions. I guess now that I know that prostitution's legal in Amsterdam, I guess at one point it wasn't.
Huh.
Because, I mean, these women were getting arrested for prostitution with not a lot of proof, mind you, too. Like, they like wasn't a lot of proof when they were getting convicted of their crimes.
I don't super understand why it is illegal. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that it would be illegal.
I don't know, but I think at one point in Amsterdam it at least was. So from all my research, it seemed like Amsterdam itself was kind of like a cruel, like the Dutch were kind of a... Not cruel, but, like, seemed like there was a lot of, like, violence in Dutch history. And when they got to the late 1500s, there was this kind of act of reform, almost, in terms of, like, let's try to, like, make things better. And instead of just, like, poor people are pieces of shit that do poor things in terms of steal, prostitute, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if prostitute is a word in the way that I just used it, but whatever.
They're tooting.
Yeah, they're tooting around town. But like they were mean to those people, and now they were like, all right, guys, we're going to be a little bit nicer to you. It wasn't a ton nicer, but it was a little bit nicer because they built these like what they called reform houses. They're basically, like I said, a women's prison. And they were, the reason it was called Spinhaus is they were forced into manual labor of spinning flax and wool and like sewing garments and stuff like that. So therefore the spin house.
Oh, okay.
It was also like semi-educational too, so they got like they had to memorize Bible verses and stuff like that. So they had to spin wool all day, and then on top of that, they got like Bible verses drilled into their head. Doesn't sound very fun. And then all the like it was a harsh environment. Like it was pretty it was a tight ship. Okay. Yeah. So like any punishment was pretty brutal and stuff like that. So there wasn't a lot of fun happening in the spin house. So I did find a stat that apparently said that over half of the women that were there came from impoverished backgrounds. So just, you know, poor women that were trying to do their best and ended up not, you know, getting sent here. The another demographic that actually got sent here, which was interesting, was daughters from wealthy families that, like, were acting up. And then their parents were like, we don't know what to do with you, and then sent them to the spin house.
So it was like the original, like, nature, you know those, like, nature schools that they have now?
Where yeah, they, like super you fucked in
the
middle up.
Of the night.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing until, like, Hannah was telling me about it, and it's like, bro, those sound fucked.
People die in doing that.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on one recently.
Really?
And, they made them march like 530 miles.
Oh my gosh.
In the desert.
Oh my gosh.
After kidnapping them in the middle of the night.
Yeah. No, they literally like come in and kidnap you in the middle of the night.
And they charge the parents like $30,000 for that.
No, it's wild. Oh, Jimmy, you're going to vape? Yeah. I think the fuck you will. Go march across the Mojave Desert and think about your actions. Yes.
Some masked men are going to come take you in the night into the desert, and you're going to march.
That sounds not fun.
But I guess that this was the OG version of that.
Yeah. Wild. So it actually, the original building burnt down in 1643, and it was rebuilt in 1645, which made me laugh because I'm like, damn, they built a whole building in 2 years. They were like, bro, we need this thing active right
every
now.
Every time that we talk about a building that's being built, it's like, yeah, they started construction in 1650, and they didn't finish until 1692. It's like 42 years to build a building. Like, by the time that it was built, there was probably a bunch of, like, outdated shit in it.
Yeah.
But that's efficiency.
No, that is efficiency.
That German, I mean, it's not German, but, like, they're right, they're pretty much right there.
Yeah.
German engineering.
Yeah. And then when it was rebuilt, there was, like, a motto on the doorway that was, I don't know.
Hit me with it.
Peter Cornesloon. Hoofed, which translates to fear not, I avenge no evil, but compel good. So basically like...
Sorry, what was the Dutch version of that?
Pieter Cornesloon Hoofed.
Yep, that's definitely it.
Probably not, but fear not, I avenge no evil, but compel good. So basically like, we don't want to do what we're doing. And we're not here. We don't want to be mean to you, but we need you to be good.
We're
going to
be mean until you're good.
Yeah, basically. It became a police headquarters and now is part of the University of Amsterdam campus. Okay.
That would be an intense place to go to class.
Yep. So let's get into some of the ghosts. Okay. So there's two real ghosts that I found. So an interesting thing, too, about this is that, like, because it's the University of Amsterdam's campus, and it's, like, there's some study space and all that kind of stuff, it's not covered on many ghost tours and kind of like a hush-hush. Like, they don't really want the history of it to be known and out there a ton, which I thought was very fascinating. Because a lot of stuff, especially in these very touristy places, they're like, yeah, we got ghosts. Check this shit out.
Yeah.
And they do not fall into that category, which I think is very interesting.
We found a few of those on our travels.
Yeah. So there's two. One that is less... So there's two really famous spirits. I'll go with the latter of the two, okay? So there was a woman who, if you could guess, was unjustly imprisoned. And she apparently got accused of robbing some old rich dude. And her side of the story was that she rejected him. She was like a younger woman, I imagine, maybe prettier or whatever. Doesn't matter. What?
I'm listening.
I don't know. You were like,
I'm just, yeah.
I'm
looking at the storyteller.
Yeah, she turned him down. So he said, "What's up, baby girl?" And she said, "Swerve around that corner, whoa." and she said, "Nah, dog." And he was like, "That's fine. You stole from me. You're going to this to the spin house." To SoulCycle, she died there. They think she killed herself, and now you can just hear her crying all the time there. Just
it started out as
that's her crying, bro.
You're taking a very not funny topic and making it comical.
Well, that's what we do. This is a whole business pitch for our podcast.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, I believe her version.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, the dude is probably just a rich dick.
Yeah, a rich dick that needed his dick ticked.
Enriched.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And she was like, nah. And then he was like, jail. and then she killed herself. So
that's tough.
Yeah, very tough.
I wish that she had. I mean, I don't know what her sentence was, but I wish.
I think forever.
Oh well, in that case, I can't blame her. I was gonna say I wish that she had like stuck it out and, you know, not ended it over this asshole. But
yeah.
Yeah, if I was faced with forever, I would probably not want to do that. Yep. So
fair enough. I get it. So she can be found sobbing upstairs at night. So the upstairs floors at night, you can hear something probably along the lines of... cold spots. Gotta love the cold spots. And then a shadowy female figure glimpsed briefly only to disappear when approached. So, yep. They often hear footsteps in that area too. So, security staff have claimed to hear like high heels almost, or like old school Dutch clogs. And he says it sounds like a group of invisible women moving past me, talking in old-fashioned Dutch.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
Like slamming that. Doors, so doors closing on their own, sometimes violently even, and then whispers in rooms to believe to be empty, and then sudden drops in temperatures, especially in stairwells, is another one. So yeah, those are kind of like just the like generic things. And now our next one.
Hold on, yeah, I'll break.
Sorry. So sometimes tours can find the sound of like spinning wheels, like the tapping of spinning wheels. And stuff like that. Plunges in temperature are really a big one that came up a lot of times in my notes and stuff like that.
It always does, and that's one of the least compelling like pieces of evidence that I think that there is.
I agree. I do actually agree.
Like, that's always like, oh, it's cold spots. Oh, there's a breeze. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how the world works.
So their most famous actually takes us across the street to a what is now a hotel and what at the time used to be a monastery. So there was a monastery right next to the women's prison, and there was apparently a young priest who fell in love with a young inmate. Like her apparently cell or room was like right across the way, and they like could see each other, and he fell in love with her. And he was, pretty had the hots for her pretty hard.
Pretty smitten.
Yeah, pretty smitten with her. And he like I think even attempted to try to get her out and stuff like that.
Nice.
But her sentence was forever.
Was everyone's just,
I don't know.
yeah, you're in there
I
for.
actually couldn't find any that like talked about people getting released and stuff like that, so maybe people were in there forever. But yeah, so he fell in love with her, realized that she wasn't ever getting out, so he killed himself. Yeah. Apparently the church like tried to cover it up too and like make it not a big deal and stuff like that, because obviously he wasn't allowed to love women physically. But he was trying. So,
He really wanted to,
yep.
really bad.
So, yeah, he killed himself. And the story that goes along with that is that the hotel room that he. So, the
Oh
hotel
boy.
room
If you could
that.
see Nate's face right now, he's
No.
cheesing
I'm
hard.
not cheesing. I am not cheesing. Not cheesing.
Continue what you were saying.
So, I don't know why, but the visual in the image to me, I think, are as a response to it being such a sad endeavor, find the situation a little bit comical where the hotel room that is the room of which he passed away in, at the same time, apparently almost every single night, you can hear the like thud of like the rope from like when he committed suicide.
Oh my God.
So like you're just asleep, like 12:31 passes, thud, and that's the rope of him like jumping and kicking the stool out.
That's grotesque.
Yeah. So that apparently that's a wild kind of endeavor. At first, I was like, maybe he was just getting a boner at that time every day.
And it was like a boing,
Yeah.
boing.
And maybe that's what they're
Yeah.
hearing. But probably not. It's probably the rope.
Yeah. Yeah, I would
Yeah.
say probably if it's a thud.
Not a cartoon style boner.
No.
Thud-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
That would hurt.
Yeah,
That would
what?
really hurt.
How would it hurt?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Just getting a boner
If you
that.
can hear it, that means it's hitting something.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, or just you got hard so fast that it ricocheted back and forth. Just
Dude,
reverberated.
if someone in a different room can hear it,
Yeah. No, you're in the same room.
still.
But just like 700 years later.
Yeah. Dude, that would be wild.
Not 700 years later. My math on that was,
500-ish.
yeah, 500.
But, can you? Can you imagine, like eternal wood?
Eternal wood would be crazy.
Like that's what you're
They
known
say you're
for?
supposed to call the doctor after 4 hours. He's like, "Dog, it's been 500 years."
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, let's bloodlet them.
Yeah.
Actually, that would probably help.
It probably would help.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. No, that is a very interesting thing. And the most interesting... So, like, people, workers, hotel desk people, like, everyone that's kind of been there is like, bro, I'm not going in that room. Nope. It's like, but it's interesting, though, because the energy... And both of them, like in the actual women's prison, which is now at University of Amsterdam, and the hotel across the street, which is where Monastery is, where Homeboy said no. And like the energy is always described as not like a scary one, not like an intense one, just this like, well, actually, let me rephrase that. An intense, just like thick sadness. Like it's just like a, everyone there's trapped in like a hopeless, trapped kind of way, not like a claustrophobic, like anxiety, like high energy, just like a ooh.
Like a fuck, I'm still here kind of way.
Kind of, but like I don't even think they have the energy to say fuck, just like they only have the energy to do what is asked of them every day because of just how hopeless they are.
Mm.
Just this thick blanket of like,
yeah, if I was eternally stuck in a prison.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst kind of prison, is the eternal one. So,
whoa.
Damn, dude, I'm spitting facts.
Okay,
I'm,
there.
I'm spitting straight facts out of here.
Philosophers unite.
I've got my philosopher's stone, yeah. Actually. yeah. That would suck. That would be a tough one.
Yeah. That is not cool.
Pretty uncool.
So... All right, let's play it. Haunted or nah?
Haunted.
Haunted, you think so?
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, it's just like, there's so much going on there, dude.
Too much death around it. Dude, the hunky priest, the hunky yeah. young priest with his eternal wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like at the very least, he's probably still kicking yeah. around there.
I agree. So, 100% haunted AF. I would be interested in going, see, like, going to Amsterdam. Dude, let's blow this podcast up. Like, let's get it super popular. And then do, like we said, like, a ghost road trip. Like, where we go and visit these locations. We film, like, videos for YouTube. And then, like, create, like, we'll just record the episodes. The episodes can still be, like, we should do two things. Should do the episodes in new cities. So cities we haven't done, we'll film episodes in and film videos in. And then places we've already recorded, we'll do videos in.
Yeah.
Or four. That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Go to Amsterdam, be like, where your ghosts at? Where your ghosts? Show me the ghosts.
Go to the Bloedstraat.
Yep. Bro, I don't know if I would go there. No, I would.
You would.
I don't know if I'd go to the Soul Cycle, though.
I would go to both.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would.
Just got to get our workout in.
It's fair. We do. We do. So. All right. Well, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Follow us on socials.
Yeah, please.
Link down below.
I will cry if you don't.
Dude, don't make Nate cry.
I don't want to cry.
I gotta deal with that if he yeah. cries. yeah, if you have any ideas for our Halloween episode, like we said, just hit us up. Let us know what your ideas are. We have some of our own, but we're open to other concepts. Leave us reviews. We read all of them. DM us. We read all of those, too. We appreciate any feedback that you guys have, whether it's positive or negative.
Absolutely. We need some haters, bro.
We need some haters. We want to make this thing better. So yeah. If you have any hate for us, hit us up. And yeah, other than that, stay spooky. We'll see you next week.
Peace. Stay spooky.